Atlanta sports and beyond. This is the Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back here on the Morning Shift. Big 12 Media Days are going down. SEC Media Days are happening next week. So we are inching closer to the start of college football. That's make
it's
a
like
lot
56
of
56 days or something like
right?
that.
Right? Make a lot of people happy. Well, yesterday at Big 12 Media Days, Colorado head coach Deion Sanders, he spoke to the media. And he kind of gave his thoughts on whether or not he is judged on a different scale than everybody else.
Yes, I'm judged on a different scale. My wins are totally different than your wins. Your wins, you just judge in football. That's why I have to start out and give you education and academics and so forth. I have to give you those things so you understand there's a greater scope. I can't win 9 games and our GPA suffers. Our GPA can't be high, but we lose another 8 games. We can't not go and grab high school players, and you got a bunch of guys in the portal, out of the portal that's getting incarcerated. My wins are different. We have to win in every area. That's the way we're judged, and I'm cool with that.
Well, he asked for it. Look at the way he came. I'm coming.
First off, I don't know what he's talking about.
That was a word salad.
I have never heard I've never heard the GPA brought up of a team Deion has coached in the 4 years. This is what, his fourth year as a head coach, fifth year? I don't know what he's talking about, for one.
I'm going to try to pull up some more context. You know, as the black person on the show, I feel like maybe his underlying, and I could be wrong, it's just that sometimes black men, not sometimes, but are judged differently.
I think you are colossally
and
wrong.
So,
the way he came in with all the bluster.
I'm going to go look up the context of it. I just was trying to unearth maybe there's an underlying message there. But I'm going to go pull up the full context of this because I don't want to speak out of turn of something that...
I think this is Deion doing what... Deion likes to talk, and that's what he's done. He's the greatest cornerback we've probably ever seen play the game. And he's always been very boisterous, and he talks. And he came into Colorado, and he filmed himself essentially kicking players off the team.
Yeah, that first meeting with him, yeah.
And then he wins his first game last year at Colorado and goes off on the media about, you believe now? You believe now? And targeted certain media members.
Goes out and wins 4 games.
Yeah, 3 more games after that, right? When you do that, you bring extra attention to it.
It's more so the bluster and all the hype around it, you know, documenting every second of every moment of every day, putting it on social media, and I'm coming, and go ahead and jump in the portal because that means there's more room for other players. I mean, he came in like that.
He's
with a great deal of hubris, but I want nothing less from him. I love Deion.
I guess there's no doubt that black head coaches are judged on a tougher scale than others.
I think Deion transcends this, though, because he's kind of a different bird.
So well, let me say this. I did pull up more context to this, and I'm glad that's what I was, you know, getting at, Bo. But I just wanted to make sure I had this right. So he did go on to say, and I'm looking at a transcript, I'm judged on a different scale. My wins, which we did hear that part of it. And he said it's been this way his entire life. So he said, it's been like that my entire life. I've always had a greater expectation for myself. So the expectation you have for me would never outweigh the expectation I have for myself. That's just some of what else he had to say.
Well, if he's talking about how he judges himself, that's fine. I think that's in context. But, you know, I do agree with you, Rob, that he transcends. I don't think a lot of guys...
He brought it on himself to the scrutiny because of the way he came in.
A lot of black head coaches never would have gotten the opportunity to go from an HBCU school after a couple of years to a... You know, Colorado, while being a crappy one, is a major D1 school who has won national titles in the past and plays on a big scale. The Big 12 wanted Colorado back for a lot of reasons, but one of the main reasons why I think Colorado even got money to come back, allegedly, reportedly, was because of the Deion factor. So there's no doubt of what he brings. I just think that when I hear, if I hear that quote the way I heard it, without the context that you gave us, Tiffany, I hear, well, yes, you do get judged differently because you have a camera crew behind you. And you came in. Yeah, you came in.
So even if there are, layers mm-hmm. to that statement. So
yeah.
And I think I still believe he was getting at one of the layers that I pointed out just a second ago, but also the layer that you're talking about, which is, yeah, it's Deion Sanders. It's prime time. Like, he is coaching a college team, and he's brought a lot, not even a lot's probably an understatement, but he's brought
tons. I agree with what you're alluding to, but with Deion, he put the target on his own back.
Well, let's put it this way. If Deion Sanders is talking about him as a black head coach gets judged differently, that is 1,000,000,000%
yes.
right. We've seen it. But if he's talking about him as Deion Sanders being judged differently, then I feel differently about that because I think that Deion Sanders brought Deion Sanders extra criticism for how he handles things and how much he talks. But if you're if he's talking about the black head coach and not specifically himself, I completely agree with his statement.
Okay.
So I think there's two ways to look at it.
Two things can be correct at the same time.
Exactly, Rob.
Yep.
Exactly.
Man, but it's never a dull moment.
Oh, I love all the hype and all the ridiculousness associated with Deion. I've always loved it.
So does Brett Yormack in the Big 12 because they're bringing, and so does Colorado's AD because it is bringing, you know, eyes to their program.
It's a better PT Barnum
conference.
Than PT Barnum.
I got to know Deion as a coworker at NFL Network and then got to cover him at Jackson State. I did not get a Colorado game. But yeah, seeing him in a different capacity as a head coach, it's been quite interesting.
So I've always loved it. I remember when he first got drafted by the Falcons, he shows up at the airport just blinged out, had the Jerry curl. It was just fantastic. We finally had somebody charismatic and exciting to root for. And there are two different Deions. There's Prime, and then there's Deion. His teammates always universally adored him.
Yeah.
Harper LaBelle talked about playing. He was just a great teammate.
And I know we heard, I cannot remember his name, one of the young men for the Colorado that is no longer on the team come out and say, you know, the negative things about him. I at least know when during the Jackson State game, actually the Celebration Bowl, which was Deion's last game there. And some of those kids could have left, could have, you know, not come back for that game, but they chose to stay. And a lot of them were saying they stayed because of Deion. So
there's a lot more depth to him than the circus.
Yeah,
that's
prime time, as you said.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Let's hit a quick TB's timeout.